And welcome to everybody over here on YouTube. It's Off the Hook Overtime, the program after the program where we continue our discussions and occasionally take phone calls from you, our listener. Let's go with the number early so that everybody has an equal shot. 802-321-4225, 802-321-HACK. Kyle, did you make it okay into Overtime Land?
Yes, I did.
And Alex over in Skype Land, did you make it to Overtimeville?
I did indeed. I'm here.
Good. You know, I like disagreeing. I like it when we, butt heads on these issues. I think that's something important that we all could do more of. Disagreeing is good. You know, being challenged is good. Saying, I think you're wrong. I like to hear that. I hear it a lot.
I disagree.
Well, let's not exaggerate.
Bastard. How dare you?
Exactly. Well, I mean, I do think it's also healthy when we disagree about things, because the dialogue that we have, I think, allows us to see, like when Kyle chimed in, that there were a lot of areas of commonality and we didn't totally disagree with each other, mm-hmm. but that we can do it in a civil way, in a respectful way, and still clink glasses after the show. You know, it doesn't have to be identity defining. You know, whatever the issue is, it's how the world used to be. We used to talk about things, disagree, argue it out, and you know, maybe there was a victor, maybe there wasn't, or we'd come to some kind of compromise. That's how the world used to work.
Exactly, and the observations we all have, our different perspectives, can inform one another, I feel like we're able to encapsulate that and keep our conversation going, mm-hmm. despite maybe just a little bit of a difference on it. But I think we
land on different sides of issues, and sometimes it surprises people. And, you know, that's reflected in feedback that we get, basically saying things like, I can't believe you're taking the side of this particular entity that, you know, we have absolutely no intention of taking the side of. Just sometimes you land on the same side of people that you disagree with other instances.
We're reacting to the news stories. We're reacting to these ongoing sagas. We're interpreting from whatever, however flawed a reporting and journalism, as I was deriding earlier, or glorifying, mm-hmm. however you want to interpret it. You know, we're basing it on whatever we have at the time and our takes on it. We're certainly not experts. We're relying on one another's perspectives to inform, you know, overall consensus or maybe, you know, what priorities are in light of whatever the stories are. So, and I don't know. We do as much as we can. Yeah. And we want to give people an opportunity to talk too.
And, you know, sometimes our minds change. Sometimes we're convinced. Sometimes we find out that, hey, I'm wrong. I wasn't informed completely. Now I am. And I've changed my perspective.
Yeah. And the, you get more information over time too. Mm-hmm. Things have a different appearance over time.
That election was stolen. It was. And let me tell you why. I'll tell you that as soon as I tell you why all vaccinations are bad. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You know, we can joke, right? We can, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, from time to time. That was close. It's allowed.
Yeah. So sometimes we offend people too. All right. Oh, we have a phone call. I wasn't aware any calls were coming in. Let's take our first call. Oh, good God.
Hello, Ben.
Okay. Someone's talking before we even pick up. Then we're going to try that again. Are they still on the line?
Oh, you bet.
Okay. So, wait for us to say hello. Welcome to Off the Hook Overtime before speaking. And that was just me saying that. Hello. Welcome to Off the Hook Overtime.
Yes. Hi, Emmanuel.
Rebel, this is why am I not surprised that you're the one causing trouble?
Well, because the volume's too low on the thing.
Oh, here we go again. The volume's too low. You know, Kyle told me to watch the volume, make sure it didn't go too high, and I'm doing that, but it's not high enough for you.
Let me look at that.
No, I can't deal with this anymore.
No, I'm coming over
always
there.
Levels. Everything is too high or too low. all these lines and dials and beeps and things. Enough already.
Anyway.
Yes. We're making it louder for you, okay? And we're also all going to shout from now on. How about that? Will that make you happy? Good.
Telling you.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I'd like to mention I'd like to mention that Reputation Defender, you've heard of them. I think they've been advertising a lot lately.
Yeah, that's something. It's kind of funny. They're an organization that will salvage your reputation after you've been thoroughly trashed on the internet. Can you imagine when their database leaks of people who use their services? Because, you know, all those people have bad reputations on the internet, and you can probably find scandals about them, true or not.
Yeah, like you're trying to, like, let's say you want to go to a particular hotel or go to a particular restaurant, you look at the reviews. Oh, they're very good reviews, and you know, they got 5-star reviews. Well, they, of course they didn't, because Reputation Defender puts all the bad reviews down at the bottom. How do they do that?
I don't know, but it's also used by individuals too, right? Not just hotels.
Your Reputation Defender is used by individuals?
I saw advertisements for that. I don't know if it was Reputation Defender was the name of the company, but I've seen advertisements for companies. Basically, it's somebody saying, oh, my God, I can't believe they're still saying this about me. I think they get rejected at a job interview because somebody looks up their name. And that's how you hire this company to clean up your image.
Yeah, like you could be a former president or something, or like maybe you lost your job.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought it was like when you do a Google search, like when you go on Google and search for a hotel or a particular restaurant or a particular business, and you find it and you look at the reviews and they say
they
seem to be good. And
oh, Yelp does that. Yelp, yeah. Yelp,
no, no, the Yelp cartel.
No. Okay, this Google is what it. Yelp does, and this comes from restaurateurs that we know. They basically blackmail restaurant owners into paying for services so that the bad reviews kind of disappear. Otherwise, there are bad reviews that are right there, front and center, and they have no control over it. Prove me wrong, but every restaurateur I know has told me this, and it's really sad and disgusting.
Like a hotel will pay Reputation Defender to take the bad reviews and put them at the bottom and, you know, put good reviews on. They'll just have people make up reviews.
Yeah, whatever happened to the good old-fashioned make up your own good reviews? Why don't they just do that? It seems simple enough.
But the only odd thing I would like to mention is when you go to a supermarket now, they're playing commercials on the speaker, you know, like on the audio commercials on the loudspeaker.
You just noticed
actual
that?
Commercials that you hear on the radio.
Yeah, I hear that all the time.
Also, can you get the number of a toll-free, the owner of a toll-free number? Like, well, I've been getting scam calls.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, they call, would you like a student loan help or whatever? Of course, I don't have a student loan.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, call from this 888 number or 877 number. Is there a way to get the owner of a toll-free number, whether it's 800 or...
Well, one way I find to track down people that are annoying me is to say, yes, I will take an interest in the services you're offering, because eventually they'll give you more information about themselves and where do I mail a check, et cetera, et cetera. And with every little bit of information, that's a door into finding out more that they don't want you to find out. I know not everybody wants
they don't tell you to mail a check, but they'll tell you to buy a gift card.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, once they feel that you're not a threat to them, they'll give out more information and they'll let some things slip. And you can also, you know, look online, see if other people are sharing information.
Yeah, there are actual YouTube pages or YouTube sites, you know, like Scambaiters, that actual people have videos of them getting, you know, who these people are and, you know, Indian scammers and all that and, you know, things like that.
Well, it's all different countries do this, and a lot comes from here.
That's the other thing. If you get a call and then you try and call the number and it doesn't work or it's disconnected, you know that it's a scam, because any business would not just call from, you know, a number that doesn't work or a number that even goes to somebody else that doesn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. We have an interesting story here, actually, just on this particular thing that you mentioned, or at least a subset of it. FCC has just released a plan to require mobile carriers to block a wide range of illegal text messages. Yeah, in this notice of proposed rulemaking, which is called an NPRM, by the way. Why do they need to have acronyms for everything? We propose to require mobile wireless providers to block illegal text messages, building on our ongoing work to stop illegal and unwanted robocalls. Specifically, we propose to require mobile wireless providers to block text at the network level that purport to be from invalid, unallocated, or unused numbers and numbers on a do not originate list. These texts are highly likely to be illegal, the FCC said. Now, this NPRM, if you're paying attention, it's a notice of proposed rulemaking, They're seeking public comment on the plan, and once the NPRM is published in the Federal Register, there will be 30 days for comments and another 15 days for replies. And after that, the FCC can draft new requirements for mobile carriers and set up a final vote. The American people are fed up with scam texts, and we need to use every tool we have to do something about it. That's according to FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel. Recently, scam text messaging has become a growing threat to consumers' wallets and privacy. More can be done to address this growing problem, and today we are formally starting an effort to take a serious, comprehensive, and fresh look at our policies for fighting unwanted robotexts. It's funny because according to Axios, the vote was finally concluded shortly after a reporter asked why it was taking so long. The Federal Communications Commission approved a long-delayed proposal to crack down on spam text Friday night after Axios asked agency members why it hadn't moved on the issue, noting that they had been awaiting a vote at the FCC for nearly a year. Well, Friday, the vote was 4-0, meaning both Democrats and Republicans approved. So, Rebel, maybe that's good news for you.
Yeah, but then they'll get texts from different countries, and they'll text from people's other number. Like, they'll text from my number.
That's fake numbers.
And, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about, though. It's fake numbers, unused numbers or disconnected numbers.
They'll use other people's phone numbers as the text from.
Yeah, it's fake. It's not really those numbers that are texting you. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about making that illegal and cracking down on it. I'm not sure how they're going to crack down on it exactly, but it's good that they're doing it.
But when you get a text, it could be from a different phone number, and then when you try and reply, the person's not going to know what you're thinking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you don't reply. It's a fake number. Am I making myself clear? But when they text you with a number, that number is not the number they're actually at. Whether it's a disconnected number, a number overseas, number of your neighbor, your own number, it's all fake. It's all basically the same thing.
I think what you're pointing out is you have to compare the content versus the number it's coming from and make a decision there, like a distinction between, is it likely that that number would have this kind of message to me at this juncture?
I make it so all texts to me have to pay $1 to get to me. That's a service. Ask your phone company.
We're speaking of phone companies. T-Mobile gives you 30, Sprint is now T-Mobile. And now they give you like 50 gigabytes or megabytes of data, tethering data. Mm-hmm. And now they go to only 30 megabytes of tethering data. And you know what they do afterwards? After they throttle that, they give you ISDN speeds afterwards.
Wow.
I mean, 100 kilobytes.
That's because all those Sprint people jumped on board, and now it's weighing down the entire corporation.
And who do you think they give that data to? You know? Think about that.
I am thinking about that. Who do they give it to?
Just all these other people.
Those other people.
How dare they?
Yeah, it sucks. I know.
Now they give you 30 megabytes of data, and then they give you 100 kilobytes a second. Can you browse the web these days at 100 kilobytes a second?
You know, I don't want to use my phone to do that anyway, so I just run and skip outside, and I'm happy for the opportunity. Alex, you have your finger up and your mouth half open, so I think you have something to say.
I'm just so amused by Revel's reference to 90s technology in terms of ISDN. Rebel, do you remember the joke about what ISDN stood for?
I know. But go ahead, Rebel. You first.
I did remember. I remember hearing it on one of the former shows, on the past shows.
You have one guess. I know it.
It's not true. It's not true, whatever it is.
No, that's not it. You're wrong, Kyle.
Instant, I don't know. I forgot.
It still does nothing.
That's right. It still does nothing. Yeah, that was the joke about ISDN, which actually stood for, do you remember the actual acronym?
No, no, that's what he was trying to think of. Nobody knows that.
I remember. Industry and Services Digital Network.
Everybody said it at the same time. Alex, why don't you say it so we know what you want to say it, Kyle?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't. Okay, so say it so people who don't know will now know.
ISDN stood for and does still stand for Integrated Services Digital Network. It was a high-speed telecommunications lines back in, when was that proposed? Probably 1994, 1995, around that time?
I just remember getting into a big fight with a corporation about the speeds. We had two channels, and we were using 56.
56K?
Yeah. It's hard to say that. 56K. It was voice over data, I think was, and they claimed when we signed up, PSI, that was the company. When we signed up, they said, yeah, we support that. And then when we signed up and committed to a year, they said, oh no, we don't. And you have to pay a penny a minute. So then we played back the phone call that we recorded because we suspected something might be up and put that on our website. And they first threatened to sue us for wiretapping them. Then we pointed out that we're in a state where you don't need both parties to agree. And shortly after that, our contract was canceled and we got a refund check. And PSI isn't around anymore.
I think that's what I'm getting now with T-Mobile after I used my 30 megabytes of data.
ISDN, well, welcome back to the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Look for Chemical Bank now. Maybe you can find a phone that'll make free calls.
Well, they took those out because, you know, everybody has cell phones. Chemical Bank, there you go.
At least you got the bandwidth that you were paying for at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Compared to what your original complaint was with some of the data packages, which... It's private company, these cell phone companies, there's really very little recourse with how they structure all these things. They change them, they give promotions, new customer promotions, switching, signing over, new phone deals, all these different sales, like mechanisms to drive the amount of handsets that are going out the door and potential new subscribers. But quality of service, the ability for people to seek recourse about this stuff, kind of light.
Yeah.
And they like it that way.
I want to know if anyone else has noticed this. I got suckered into getting a new handset that's 5G just because, and the other one was getting old anyway. But whenever the little 5G icon lights up, I notice my connections are slower. I don't know why this is, but it's like it's hinting at 5G, but it's not really giving me 5G. And since there's no more 3G, what I'm getting is substandard. And, I sit around for minutes waiting for a page to load, and it says 5G like I'm connected, but I'm really not. Is anybody else experiencing
that?
That's
what I'm experiencing, too.
I'm sorry?
I'm experiencing the same thing.
You are experiencing that. Okay. All right. So maybe that's a feature.
If you think about the model for getting this next generation out there, you can just give people it's like vaporware. It's like, well, you got to give them a handset and give them something to believe in. So they pay for all that and you just reinvest in getting more people with more handsets so you can bill out.
So did I just pay for a little 5G icon on my phone? I feel like that's what I'm getting.
Basically enough bandwidth for you to pay them more money using the bill paying device that you're
paying. Oh, so I can pay my
for.
Bill with the phone now,
it's
and I have enough bandwidth to do that.
It's a self-perpetuating device.
All right.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing
but
there.
But just enough. Mm. And you know, ask them what the point is. You know, they want 6G now. What is the point? We can barely maintain conversations with people. And
we don't talk to people.
And there's zero responsibility for when these technologies are implemented in bad ways. Uh-huh. Zero, completely absolve themselves of any culpability, yet we are supposed to dump money into every last thing they want to sell us.
You know what I want? I want my old OmniPoint Ericsson phone to work again. Yeah, the one that made
that was a 2G phone.
Three little clicks when you turned it on, and I can't get it to charge, but I just want to use that again. That was a good phone.
Okay, well when you use up your 30 megabytes of data, tethering data, you could use that phone because that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, it'll be just like that. Anything else, Rebel? Because we're going to move on.
All right. What does you didn't answer the question. Well, you kind of did, but you didn't really answer the question. Can you find out, like, by an 800 or a toll-free number who it belongs to? Like, you know, you used to be able to get a phone, the name and address of a phone number during the 9X days.
The CNA. Yes, the CNA Bureau.
Yeah.
Up in 518.
Can you do that with toll-free numbers?
I don't know if there's a directory, if that's what you're asking. I wish there were, but can you find out, how would you find out a different number? How would you find out a landline or a cell phone number? It's basically sometimes caller ID reveals information even on a toll-free number, but that can be fake. So what method would you use for any line?
I don't know. I mean, because of all this Skype and voice over IP and Google Voice stuff that these scammers use. just like the texting. I don't know how they're going to enforce this texting that, you know, people just put other numbers that people know, like if your number's area code 212-279-3400.
Hey, that's the old WBAI number. That's the old WBAI number when we're on 35th Street. I can't believe you remember that.
Yeah.
And 110 Wall Street.
I could text you from 212-279-2333 or something, uh-huh. And it'll make it think that's, you know what I mean?
That wasn't our phone number at Wall Street, Alex, by the way. That was we had a different phone number then.
That was 20929, wasn't it? 209?
Yeah, 209 something. I can't remember our most recent phone number.
I think it was 212-279-3400.
It was 279-3400 when we were at the 35th Street on the west side of Manhattan. And it was I don't remember I can remember old phone numbers. I can't remember new phone numbers, even though that's not really new.
The Wall Street
it's not really new.
2950 or 2900 or something?
Yeah, it was 220, yeah. And I think we're still using that exchange. I think we got it back.
2950 maybe, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what about that phone number?
Right. Then you get it, and then you say, "Hello, I'm calling from the WBAI broom closet."
Why would you talk like that?
I don't know.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying that's the kind of example that Rebel was going to give. Uh-huh. I was just doing an impression of him doing an impression of making a prank call.
Oh, that does sound like him doing an impression.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what's the new WBAI number in Brooklyn?
Well, I think we're using the same exchange. I think it's 212-209. I'm 209-2900. I reached back into my brain and got it.
Wow.
But 212-209, excuse me, 212-20, I'm going to say this phone number, 212-209-2950 is our pledge line.
That's the pledge line.
It's all coming back to me now.
It's because we have two now.
When we were on 35th Street, it was 212-279-3400. I don't know anything before that. I wasn't around then. But, yeah, phone numbers change.
Okay, but...
And I can remember my phone number as a child. I can remember my grandparents' phone number. That stays with me forever.
What are those?
I'm not going to tell you
what
that.
What are those?
Even even back in the 1970s, I don't want you social engineering me. No.
No, but if you CNA that number, if you, like, get the number, like, oh, that number's in 212-279. Oh, that's Lower Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not Brooklyn. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, 212 would tell you that.
Somebody tells me you want to know because we're using one of these numbers and you're wanting our advice on how you can unmask one of the numbers we use.
802 is our, we're not
very
in Vermont.
Clever.
Vermont area code, we are not in Vermont.
Well, yeah, that's
newsflash.
The other thing. Yeah, but see, that's
nice
the
try.
What, if you CNA that, if you CNA that number, 802-321 hack, 321 whatever.
You know, and people don't know what you mean by CNA. It was customer name and address is what it stood for. And basically, it was only for phone company employees. And it was basically a reverse lookup. They would call that number. And the one in Albany, the 518 number, you'd have to give a code. And that code would be handed out to hackers on a monthly basis, I think. And we would just call that number. And I don't know why we were looking up other phone numbers, but back then you couldn't do that. The other way of doing this was something called the Coles Directory. Massive, huge hardcover books that you'd find in some libraries. And it was a reverse phone book, and you simply look up numbers, and there'd be a name next to them. I remember that. I still have a couple, actually.
But if you reverse number your number, 802-321 number, it's going to say it belongs to Google.
Probably, because everything does.
Yeah, that's by design. Rebel, I see that you're calling from private number.
You blocked your... Howie, how'd you block your number to a... Oh, wait, it's not a toll-free number. We have a toll-free number, but he called the other number.
This is pretty rich coming from you.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe you should be a little bit more honest. What recourse do we have?
We can dial *69, but then we get a message saying we can't complete the call, and I think it might even charge us.
Right, but you can't dial *69 on a voice over IP.
Damn it!
The other thing I want to do...
All the good things are going away. Actually, *69 was never really there.
I wanted to make phone calls from my computer. I mean, like, using a voicemail.
No, never happened. That's impossible.
You're going to get an ATA, an adapter for analog phone to make a SIP device. I don't know anything about VoIP. But, yeah, is that what you want to do?
Okay.
Voice over IP?
I don't know either. But I mean,
you need a direct dial-in DID number, and then you need a SIP profile, and then you got to get the ATA, and then get a service, and
if you're on the
go.
On the blockchain, you can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute! Can I use Google Voice to do this?
Well, you could just tell Google make it work, and they'll come to your house. The Google man will install it, and you'll be fine.
You say, hey, Google! And then they'll answer you.
Yep.
And that's how you get things done.
Keep it. I like to, you know, like an operator.
Like an operator.
Operator.
Are there still operators?
Well,
I can't remember the last time I talked to an operator.
You know what? There are. I went to a place with a phone that had Verizon, and I dialed zero, and it says, I give the recording first. It's, oh, you know, I should record it. I should have recorded
it. You should record everything.
Something to the effect of, something like Evan Doorbell does.
Well, I'm so happy. The Evan Doorbell recordings are great, and I'm so happy we recorded all of our shows, not only this, Off the Hook, but shows before that into the 1980s. And all the sounds of the phone, it just has changed so much, and the network has changed so much. And you know, people would not even be aware of this were there not these recordings. It was such a magical time.
Yeah, the way it's clipped and connected and all. And I mean, I really admire Evan Doorbell because he tells you exactly why certain sounds are happening. And, you know, it gets technical of why it connects this way.
And he's got a really good voice, too. He's got a radio voice that you know, you don't cringe when you hear him explaining these things. So that's... Yeah,
right.
It's amazing. You can find these. Just look online. Evan Doorbell, spelled the way it sounds.
Yeah, Evan Doorbell. He has a website, a YouTube page, and it's all of phone sounds from the 70s and before my time. And you know,
now YouTube is for video, also, Rebel. YouTube is for video.
Yeah, but he has audio.
Yeah, but I don't see
YouTube,
how.
But it's just sound.
How could you use YouTube just for audio? It seems like a waste.
You're doing it.
Well played, Rebel. Well played.
Okay, so when you call the operator now, I think it's something. I don't know if you.
Damn it! I forgot we were on.
I think the operators enjoy the company. Definitely these days, there are less of them working in those.
You know, I call the operator and I get the same number. But let me tell you what happens. I don't think they even say Verizon anymore. I think they say something to the effect.
Well, I heard it was an operator and information in the same place. I don't know if they charge for information anymore. Maybe they don't. But back in the day when it was a TSPS operator, there'd be a little tone before the operator picked up. And that's how you knew it was an operator. Yeah, it was cool. Yeah.
Hold on, I can play that.
All right, you can play that. But she had something known as backhold, which meant that if you hung up, she was still there.
Yeah, she was still there. Yep, I remember that.
Scared the crap out of people who were up to something.
My challenge is find an operator at Verizon for their headquarters.
Oh, wait a minute.
A switchboard operator for their business.
Okay, are you going to play it, Rebel? Because we're going to go after this.
I got to find the part. Hold on.
You got to find the part. You should have it queued up when you call us.
I hear some.
I think that's Rebel when he's 10.
Wait a minute.
It's a 10-year-old Rebel.
Wait, I'm calling now. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on to me.
He's basically the same person he was back then.
Okay. Hold on. All right, hold on. Just one. Okay, here it is. Calling the operator in 1980.
This is going to be the operator. Here we go.
Four 412, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, of course.
But
back then, did you hear the dude?
I heard it, but it was very far away. There's much better recordings of that. But I'm glad you saved these. These are important to have, just you know, so you can remember. And I wish more people save not just photographs but recordings as well, because they become very valuable when things change.
The young Rebel.
When you think you call ATT doesn't work anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That was fun.
Business, but it's to reach AT&T customer service, please press 1 or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the magic just it's not the same, but there's other magic.
Yeah. When you dial the AT&T operator,
what happened, Rebel?
Or press 9 or whatever.
Did you get a call waiting?
For me.
Do you have a call waiting coming in? You suddenly went blank for a second.
No. Oh, maybe because I'm on voice over IP or something. Because I'm calling from Google Voice.
Yeah, maybe because your connection sucks. Okay, I guess that's possible. Rebel, closing thoughts here, because we got to move on. Other people are trying to call us.
All right. So so when you call AT&T, it says please hold for an operator. So I should record it and just play it next week or tell you next week.
Fair enough. Good talking to you. Take care.
Hey.
All right. I was Rebel, the esteemed Rebel.
Always busy, always up to something interesting.
Always, always. And now world traveler as well, so I'm impressed by that. Our phone number, 802-321-4225, 802-321-HACK. And we'd love to hear what you have to say, any thoughts. You don't have to know everything about the phone system or any system for that matter. We just have to have a voice and an opinion. Do we have a call?
It's still available.
It's still, okay.
Operators
still available.
Here are standing by.
It takes time for our voice to be processed through the internet and then sent out. And 802-321-4225 is our phone number. And I hear the phone ringing. Go ahead. You are on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello. I'm Alex's sister.
I'm sorry. Say that again. You're what?
I'm Alex's sister, Neon Samurai.
Wait, hold on. It's our Alex? You're his
That's
sister?
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's also my Alex.
I'm so sorry. what you must have gone through.
I'm here in the hurricane.
Wait, whoa. Hold on a second. Everybody, hold on. Not only are you Alex's sister, which is traumatic enough, but you're in the middle of a hurricane now?
Don't do it.
Yeah. Have you heard of the hurricane?
I have heard of the hurricane. This would be Ian, right?
Yeah. I live in it.
What city are you near?
I live on Pine Island in Florida.
Oh my goodness!
Outside of Cape Coral, so the very hardest hit.
And what were you?
Where I am right now.
Were you told to evacuate?
Yes.
And
so
we did. Oh, you did.
We're in Lehigh, which is a bit further inland, and we're still experiencing the effects of it, and we don't know what happened to our house yet.
Wow. Of course, our thoughts are with you there, but I'm glad you got out, because, being on an island and something like this, they say this is the most powerful storm to ever hit Florida, ever. I was watching it before, it was 1 mile short of a Category 5. There were gusts up to 190 miles an hour. It's biblical in proportion.
It's pretty gnarly. Can you hear it? I'm actually standing outside, so you can hear it.
No. Well, you're on a cell phone, right?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone.
One of the annoying things about cell phones these days, they mute out things like that so that you don't hear background sound like a landline would. But more importantly, you shouldn't be outside. Please go back inside. We don't want anybody getting wet on our account.
No, I'm safe. I'm good. I'm in like a little like alcove of the house. I wouldn't have just stepped outside for no reason.
Okay, well.
It's cooler out here because we don't have power.
Uh-huh. I don't think anybody does right now.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody does.
So how are you getting your information?
I literally just called Alex's wife, Effie, and she read up the internet.
Wow. So
is that how you really? That's crazy, Rachel.
So okay, here's my question. You're on a cell phone, your cell phone uses a battery. Do you have a plan for when that battery runs low?
I do have my car here.
Okay.
And my car is full of gas, so I can get in the car and charge all our stuff. Plus, I have my computer. I have another battery backup.
Is your car parked inside or outside?
It's outside.
Okay, well, that's probably not safe for your car. But then again, running your car while you're inside is also not safe. So I guess it's a choice.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Rachel, let me offer you this bit of advice. You don't have to turn the car on to charge the phone. You can just turn the ignition on, charge the phone from the car's battery. Make sure the car doesn't deplete the battery entirely, and then turn the car on, because then the car will the alternator of the car will recharge the battery that you used in charging your phone.
Wow, Alex, the mechanic. I had no idea you had such skills.
Yeah, am I right there, Kyle? Kyle's more mechanically inclined than I am, but I think that would be the best course of action, right?
It's Alex talking in the background.
That's some big brother advice there, or brother.
Yeah, that's my brotherly, literal big brother.
Or little brother. Yeah, I don't know which, but yeah, I'm not assuming. But
they could be twins. You don't know.
That's a sound plan. Yeah, you got to stay safe and try little tricks like that, maybe.
Wow. So what is the weather like right now? Is it extremely windy, rainy? Is there a flood?
It's extremely windy. It's not flooding quite that much where we are, where we live. Our house, from what we've read and found out, is okay, but everywhere around it basically is terrible.
Mm-hmm. I hope people heed the warnings and you know, the biggest threat.
Well, it was tough because the warnings were saying that the storm was going north of us.
Mm-hmm.
So there is going to be a lot of people who are here who shouldn't have been, or
they thought one thing.
Didn't have time to get
out. Yeah, the problem is the storm may go north, but it's got it's got the winds that follow it that extend much, much further. And
yeah,
also, what's going to happen is there's going to be a tremendous swell of water, and they're talking about tides up to 18 feet above normal. I can't even conceive of that.
Yeah. So I live on an island down here about the size of Manhattan. And it seems from what we can tell, the south end is underwater.
Wow.
I work on another island, also about the size of Manhattan. It's just primo island size, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And that is the one that sort of goes around the island that I live on. It has the most beautiful beaches. It's a wonderful place. But, of course, they got hit first. And there is extreme flooding. I haven't been able to get in contact with the few people I know who live there. So it's pretty scary.
Well, since we all know each other here, if you need help getting in touch with anybody, just ask Alex and he'll either do it himself or ask us to help. But we can certainly help try and track people down.
Yeah.
I know.
I always have my brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, he's mostly okay. Yeah, he's all right.
And yeah. We had the best wife also, who read the internet to us when we couldn't access it.
Rachel has a dog. Rachel and her husband have a wonderful dog. And how's he handling the storm?
The dogs are fine. You know what? Waylon is terrible when there's thunder. But a hurricane, he's fine. There's no thunder.
Well, sometimes there's thunder in a hurricane, so tell him that. You know, it could be a surprise.
Fear. No, I won't tell him that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's insanely scary, Rachel, and I'm just so glad that you were able to evacuate, get out of there, and, you know, and I hope that you stay entirely safe where you are. I think just kind of hunker down, read a book, and... Do you have any plans to try to go back tomorrow or the next day?
Possibly the next day. The one road that leads to our island, we know for sure, is basically underwater. It's part of the ocean at the moment. So we're not sure when we're going to be able to get back there. We don't know.
I think the important thing is to not rush it, you know, to wait for things to calm down, for the water to go down. And your house is probably fine, but there's nothing you can do about it either way. So
yeah, exactly. No, it is just we're here with our landlady, who is wonderful, Connie, and her granddaughter, who is 6. And I was trying to tell her about patience earlier, how it's a practice.
Uh-huh.
Practice it.
Well, this is a great exercise.
Drawing.
Mm-hmm.
like drawing or riding a horse or a bike. You got to practice it. And we're practicing patience.
Yeah. Well, it's going to get dark soon. I don't know if you have a generator. But hopefully you have lots of food. Hopefully you're able to. It's just one of these things that brings people together. And you'll experience things like have you been through hurricanes before?
Just Hurricane Sandy, because I'm a New Yorker.
Wow. So
my husband went through Charlie, which was similar, but like a quarter of the size.
Yeah. Yeah, this is massive. This is huge.
I follow what he knows best, you know,
mm-hmm.
in that situation, not all situations. But, he knows when to run, and we did the right thing in this
this time.
Well, the other thing, of course, to remember is possible falling trees, live electrical lines, there's all kinds of hazards out there. So definitely take your time, wait for the all clear before you venture out at all. Just try and enjoy the uniqueness of the situation. As long as everybody is safe and you have things to do inside, maybe marvel at that, what nature can do. And
she's pretty powerful. I won't fuck with her, but I won't.
Uh-huh. Wise advice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything else? Yes, Alex, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Rachel, I have mom now on the phone with me, and she told me to tell you that she tried to call the non-emergency police number in your town to find out, you know, what was happening on your street.
Oh,
and
cool.
What happened, Mom? They didn't answer. So very anticlimactic. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. So that's
why don't you tell her what happened? Since you're talking to your sister now and your mother.
Yeah. We get the whole family.
Wait a minute. Why don't they just call each other? They both have phones, obviously.
It's a good question.
Do you not know how this works? Get Rebel back. He can explain it to you.
The same person.
This is emergency communications. Sometimes you have to relay and spread the word.
No, I literally took some photos outside earlier with my hair whipping around, and I was like, "Oh, I'm Alex." I just literally we have the same face. If you haven't seen us,
you have Alex's face.
Yeah, we have literally the same face.
Wow, that's something to think about.
It's unfortunate for both of us.
Well, yeah, you're a strong woman. Let's put it that way.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Can't believe somebody married me.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you. Please stay safe. Make sure people around you stay safe. And just try and appreciate the uniqueness of this event. I love storms myself, but you have to exercise caution and respect. Those are the important things.
Yeah, what you can do.
Mm-hmm. And please keep us updated, too.
Yeah, and yeah, Rachel, absolutely. Mom was saying that something is going on with her cell phone. It's become non-responsive, and she can't reboot it. So don't be alarmed.
Wait, where's your mother, if you don't mind me asking?
My mother is north of Tampa.
What? There, she's in Florida too. For God's sake. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, who is?
Yeah, so, Tampa is going to get hit bad, from what I hear. So maybe that's why her cell phone isn't responding. It's got some sense.
Yeah, no. Well, she was in the line of fire there, but it had moved. The storm had shifted, and she no longer was right in its pathway. But it had shifted to be right in Rachel's pathway, unfortunately.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, another day, this will hopefully be over, and maybe it'll be on its way up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rachel, call back next week and let us know.
Do you guys always talk over each other like this? I can see sibling rivalry.
I have the same conversations as siblings.
Yeah, talking over each other. Alex first, and then Rachel, and then we'll...
Yeah, I was going to say, Rachel, you're going to have to call back next week because everybody's going to be wondering what happened to your house and how things were. So you're going to have to... update us next week officially from you.
I probably won't be working, and if I am, I'll call you from work.
All right, that sounds perfect.
Or we'll find you.
Bar's open, we'll give you a call from the bar.
All right, Rachel, be safe, and same to Jesse, and I love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
I love you too, brother.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye. Feel like I'm eavesdropping here. Feel like I. So, but you got your mom, you got your sister, the dog is.
Well, you didn't expect this to happen.
No, I did not expect that to happen. I expected all sorts of things, not that.
No.
Okay, well, if you're in Florida, and apparently a lot of people are, please be careful, be safe. Also, our friends up in the Maritimes, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, Prince Edward Island, parts of New Brunswick, even parts of Quebec, were hit by Fiona last week, and that was a massive storm. In fact, a lot of people are still without power. And we were listening to CBC Halifax and how they were basically hosting a call-in show in the overnight hours where people had no power, were listening on transistor radios or battery-powered radios and calling with their landlines or cell phones that still had power. And It was really something to behold, and it's still going on up there. And it's incredible. You got Ian, you got Fiona, you got Carl coming. These are all the Shameless kids' names. If you watch that show on Showtime, so it's kind of weird. These things are happening. Any more thoughts, Alex, before we go to another call?
No, let's move on.
All right, thanks for sharing that. That was very interesting. Good evening. You're a dial tone. Why'd you give me a dial tone, Kyle?
It wasn't a dial tone before, or at least it was a dial tone with a location.
Hmm. The day the dial tones become sentient and
okay,
start
okay.
calling us.
All right, how about this one?
All right.
Thanks for sharing.
That's me. Did I call myself? Is a dial tone again? Is anybody there? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello? What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. I got through. I just had a weird experience when I went to pay my T-Mobile bill.
Uh-oh.
Where they, you know, when they say that their systems are down and you can't pay? Well, at the time when I went to pay, they told me I couldn't pay in cash because their system was down.
Yeah, and they don't know how to count money, apparently.
It was just weird. I don't know if that's something that's recent or is that something that's like happening.
We've seen it happen before. I mean, we've seen, you know, cash registers fail in supermarkets and they have to close because nobody knows how to process cash anymore. It's really kind of crazy.
They you know, they say I could pay in credit card if I want. Usually when the systems are down, you can't pay in credit card.
Yeah, I don't know what system was down if they could accept credit cards but not cash.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just so strange, but
yeah. Where are you calling from, if we could ask?
New York.
Okay. Any other thoughts on your mind?
Not at the moment. The other day I was at this antique place in the Bronx, and the guy had an actual working payphone booth in his store from 1986. I mean, it had the fan, had the lights. It even had a phone book attached to it from that time.
Did it have a phone?
Yeah, no, the phone was working. He actually had it hooked up.
And was this for sale as an antique?
I asked him if it was for sale. It wasn't for sale, but it was a wooden boot. It was from New England. I think it was New England Bell.
Yeah, New England Telephone. It was a Bell company.
Yeah. And the phone book itself was dated 1986.
Wow.
And it was still attached with the cable. I mean, the door closed, the light turned on, the fan turns on.
Yeah, it sounds like the one we have. They're great.
Yeah, we're going to build robotic legs.
But he had his hooked up. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I picked up the phone. There was a dial phone.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Those things sound great. Just have a conversation in there. It's
you know what? Take a picture of it, send it in to 2600. I'm sure we're printed.
I actually took pictures, but then he told, because he doesn't like people taking pictures of the stuff inside the store. But, you know.
Right, don't cross him.
It's a phone booth. I mean, it's
I know.
Bit of history.
I don't know why he didn't want to, but wow. I do have some pictures. I wanted to do an audio recording of the dial tone just to show him, but he wouldn't let me.
Well, we know what a dial tone sounds like. Can you tell us where in the Bronx this place is?
Westchester Square, I think it was. East Tremont.
Okay.
But yeah, Westchester Square. That area.
We'll send a crew out to investigate. All right. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, then, huh?
Thanks for your call and for that information.
Welcome.
And please keep listening.
Cool.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Do you think we have time for one or two more? I can't hear you nodding your head, Alex.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well then 802-321-4225 is our phone number.
Let the record show that the council or Ballas there answered in the affirmative.
Yes, I heard that.
Oh, now you didn't get that? I'm sorry.
Now he's walking away, so there's nobody there. It's just us two.
Oh, you're right.
And hopefully a caller calling in. 802-321-4225, 802-321-HACK.
Disgusted with us.
Yeah.
Just storming out. Really feel abandoned right now.
Well,
Okay, yeah.
What does that mean? Nothing? Okay. Like I said, it takes time for our voice to get out there. We have a lot of listeners tonight, so that's what happens when there's storms in the area. Well, actually, they're not storms in the area. It's just basically...
Storms everywhere. Storms abound.
Everywhere but here, in the New York area.
Yeah, but people are thinking about it. They're like, okay, where is my radio? Where is my flashlight? You know, all that.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to always have, to have a working phone, a working flashlight, a working radio. I can't stress that enough. Having a battery-powered radio, or I keep hearing about hand-crank radios. Where do we get one of those? Hand-crank radio sounds great, because you can never run out of battery as long as you have a hand.
Yeah, you could use a bicycle. Get a bicycle-powered radio.
Bicycle-powered radios. Sounds like overkill, but yeah, sure, why not?
You could have a wind-powered radio.
Okay, good in a hurricane, I guess.
You could have one powered by waves. Perfect for a hurricane.
Well, what do you do? Throw it in the water? And
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. all right. 802-321-4225. No calls yet?
There's one. Yeah, let's just try.
There's one.
Yeah, I don't know.
We can only take one at a time.
I've been recording them. I've been glancing down. I don't know. We may have talked to these people already. We need new calls. Well, so
hopefully it's not Rebel again.
If they're honest.
Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime.
Hello. How are you doing today? I'm calling from student department. How are you doing today?
Rebel, like to you're not fooling anybody, Rebel. So please free up the line so that somebody who hasn't already spent half an hour talking to us can call in. And we're only on for a couple more minutes. So, yes, 802-321-4225. See, folks, this is what happens when you don't call. You know, certain other elements call.
Yeah, that character he was trying out there would have actually asked us a question by then, you know.
Absolutely. And we've answered it and we've just moved on to the next one.
Just some notes.
It's okay, you know, I'd rather be outside, you know, playing catch. If we don't have any more calls, I'm prepared to move on, even though Alex is still out of the room for some reason.
Yeah, I think he's weighed in. I'm looking at his background. He's got all these pictures. There's one of some general. Is that Michael Flynn? He's got a framed picture of Michael Flynn.
Wow, look at that. And Make America Great Again, all this memorabilia. Interesting. How about
I don't want to ask him who is in that photo, but I'm just going to assume that that's who it is.
Well, assume away.
Oh, look, he's waving.
Okay, Alex, welcome back. Glad you could join us. I think we're about to go because we don't seem to have any calls. And what? We're about fed up.
Well, I'm sure now that I'm back, somebody will be calling.
Yeah, yeah. You and your ego have
just
returned.
That kind of modesty that we're known
that's
for.
What people are drawn to. So I'll give out the phone number one more time and only one more time. 802-321-4225. We'll give it another 2 minutes and then we'll say our goodbyes.
That sounds fair. Thanks for everyone who was listening out there, who was able to stream the extra overtime. We will try to be back and bring you even more interesting, intriguing stories. We'll have more people, more guests to talk. And but we count on your support. We really appreciate people out there that have contributed, written us letters.
Don't subscribe. We don't like that crap.
No, I'm not saying that.
Don't do that. It annoys us. It offends us.
I'm filling that gap, but I'm not saying I'm going up to that, but I'm not actually crossing over to saying anything like that.
And if all kinds of screenshots of other podcasts or whatever start showing up, let us know because we'll take care of that.
Yeah, don't report that, but find another account and report it on their account.
Yeah, do that.
You're like, what if it's suggested and it's not us, report on their account.
Do whatever you can to mess up the system is what I say.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, blame the algorithm.
And also, you can use the email address that's used for Off the Hook for Off the Hook Overtime. This a lot of people don't know this, but you can use the same email address. You don't have to use a different email address. So that email address is oth@2600.com. OTH stands for Off the Hook, and it's at 2600.com. And just tell us what's on your mind or ask questions or counter something we said or correct us or whatever you feel is necessary.
Yeah, and fight for email to remain email, you know? There's people that want to take email away from you.
And you
need to fight for that. You have to stand up or your email will be taken.
All right, I think it's time we're taken somewhere. No calls, right? We're done?
We are finished.
All right, cool. The time has come for us to go. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Tune in again next Wednesday, 7 p.m. on WBAI and WBAI.org. And again at 8 p.m. for hopefully another edition of Overtime. We so enjoyed this last hour, in fact, 2 hours. And Alex, any final words from you?
No, just this was a fun one tonight. So, yeah, have a good week, everybody.
And stay safe if you're in a place where it's possible that you won't be safe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Good night.